Isaac and Vince, the name of the program is The Power of Chapter Culture. What does this mean, and like, what does the what does your program entail?
We narrow down the power of chapter culture in three main concepts of chapter support, chapter inclusiveness, and chapter ambition. And so when we think of just a regular chapter, the ways that we can grow and improve it is through these three main concepts, kind of taking aside awards and achievements and focusing on the more human element of FFA by showing support to the, you know, the freshman FFA member, or making sure that all, say, 550 members in the chapter feel included and welcomed. And ambition, making sure that we're growing our chapter and not just settling for mediocrity. We really, Isaac and myself, really believe in pushing our students and pushing chapters to grow and excel, and that comes through ambition. And so just kind of the main concept of this workshop was culture, and that's culture is through support, inclusiveness, and ambition.
So would you say that you're basically trying to help FFAs that are larger or even the smaller ones build more of kind of a family atmosphere in their chapter?
I think it applies to both sizes of FFA chapters. Bigger chapters like the one I came from when I was in high school, we didn't really have a problem with membership, but we definitely had a problem with having people feeling included, and that was one thing we could work on, whereas a smaller chapter could really focus on maybe being a little bit more ambitious in trying to get new members or grow in size or in things that they do, whether that's competing in public speaking events or putting on new fundraisers. And so it really applies to both sizes of chapters.
Okay, and then I heard you say something about an application, or if somebody wasn't able to come to the workshop today, mm-hmm. Where can they find more information to build their chapter culture?
Yeah, they can look to the National FFA website, so ffa.org, and there is literally like a tab that says resources, and it can give us just a ton of different outlets and ways to improve our chapter and events that our chapter can attend. And so going to the FFA website is definitely going to be just a huge portion in making sure that our chapters continue to grow, so utilizing that to the best of its ability.
Okay, well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you. For FFA Today, this is Jamie Freeman, Dyersburg FFA alumni, UT Martin Collegiate FFA.